Time to talk all things Ballerine. Anglesey, 11-13-79. Barwon Heads, 11-8-74. 27 points the Roos trailed by at three-quarter time. Stormed home with 7-2 in the final term to end Barwon Heads' winning run to the season. It was victory number 6 for the Roos. Their coach, Paul Carson, has been good enough to join us. Carso, firstly, congratulations on the win. People will probably wonder what you had to say at three-quarter time when you're trailing by 27 points.
It's funny that, isn't it? Even my wife asked me after the game, she said, gee, what did you say to them at three-quarter time? Surprisingly, Kingy, it was a pretty positive sort of chat at three-quarter time. I think they were expecting a bit of a rev, but instead I felt like we were really in that game. I know the scoreboard didn't reflect that, but I felt like we had opportunities and we had enough footy, you know, ball in hand. So it was more about sort of remotivating and realigning just with what we sort of, the way we want to play, and structurally we mixed up a few things and thankfully it paid off, so it worked.
We spoke to you in the lead up to the game and you played down the game and said, look, it's still only a round 8 match, let's worry about, I suppose, getting through it, and if we play them again in September, you know, worry about getting a win there against a side that was unbeaten. Is the view still the same, that it's still only a round 8 win?
Yeah, well, it is. I spoke to the boys after the game, and you know, as much as we're wrapped for a win like that, or you know, the way we sort of come back and to win that game against the top team, and you know, I want the boys to take some belief and be excited and be happy for that. But I did mention to them after the game, at the end of the day, it is still round 8. You know, there's a lot of season still to play out, but in saying that, we will take a lot, and the boys will take a lot of belief from that win yesterday.
Jordan Erskine kicks another 4, but I'm guessing it's your defensive unit that you're most pleased with. Some of their big names were unable to get on the scoreboard, including Mitch Phelps.
Yeah, that's right. Dale Kerr did the job on Phelps for the best part of three quarters. Geordie Harrison had the match-up with Herbison and did a terrific job there as well. And we knew if we could nullify those two guys, that was going to go a long way to win that game of footy. And look, they nullified them, you know, for most of the day, and we still trailed. However, they really sort of, well, we felt that they had to invent their goals from somewhere, so they had to find other avenues. So if we could keep those two to, you know, minimal impact as we could, it was going to go a long way to helping us win that game of footy. Erskine at the other end, he breaks my heart sometimes. I'm going to go grey because of him. He had a lot of opportunities early. But look, he was still really crucial late in that game, and hence why we named him the best player. He kicked 4-6 or something. He's had a lot of opportunities, and you know, he's a bloody good player at this level.
You're 6-2. If you don't play finals from here, will you be disappointed?
Oh, gee, I'd reckon, Kingy. Yeah, not that, you know, I don't really think that far ahead. Still, we know this is a really tight competition, and look at some of the results yesterday. That's proven that. So you drop your guard for 1 week, you'll come back and bite you. So, yeah, but, you know, 8 games in, we feel like we're in a good position, absolutely. But again, probably like 4 other clubs. So, you know, just week by week for us, mate. We just keep trying to knock over the team we've got next week. And for us, that's Amos. We'll plan to do that this week.
Amos, you played in round 1, ran them to under 10 points. Learnings from that, do you take a bit away, especially from, I suppose, the fact that you'd brought in so many new faces and returning faces, that finding that chemistry meant that was probably a fairly good performance?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, you know, as a playing group and the coaching sort of staff, we feel like we're a better team than we were round 1. Like I say, that was a new team still gelling, 5 or 6 new players into the side, and then a lot of guys missing a lot of footy last year. So we're still, and we probably to a degree still are learning each other, still trying to gel together. So we'll learn a lot from that round 1, and like I say, we think we're a better team and we're in better shape to take them on next week. So I look forward to that.
Fantastic. Carso, we really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win. You stopped Barwon Heads' winning streak at 7, and you sit equal in second spot with Geelong Abbott. It's going to be an absolute cracker next Saturday afternoon at Queen's Park. Good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Beautiful. No worries, Kingy. Thanks, mate.